A fresh look at Britain.
Unit 1. The UK and the world today. Reading.
In the past 100 years, the United Kingdom has lost many things. Its status as a world superpower, its empire, a large part of its manufacturing industry, even its once extensive rail network has been greatly cut back.Having lost so much, it is perhaps lucky that the British people have a reputation for being good losers. Now, Britain finds itself not only geographically, but also politically on the outskirts of Europe. Although a member of the European Union, it has not joined the euro, preferring to keep the pound, and often disagreeing with its European partners about the EU's future. As manufacturing industry has hollowed out,These days, less than 10% of British workers are employed in this sector. In our daily lives, it may be hard to find something actually made in Britain, or even made by a British company. Despite such drastic changes, the UK still holds a large presence on the world stage. It is a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, a member of the Nuclear Club,a member of the G8 group of leading industrialized nations, and has played a significant role in the major world conflicts of the recent past. Many people may disagree with certain policies that Britain has followed, notably its participation in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but it has nevertheless kept a relatively positive world image.The BBC Country Rating Poll of 2011 placed Britain second in terms of its positive influence on the world. Germany ranked number one, and Japan came in fifth. The fact is that Britain remains influential and generally popular. The British royal family, headed by Queen Elizabeth II, is probably the most famous in the world, boosted further by the marriage of the attractive young couple, Prince William and Kate Middleton.British art and culture continue to make a big impact in the world. In Hollywood, a British movie, The King's Speech, received the 2010 Academy Award for Best Picture. As noted above, Made in Britain may be a label that is difficult to find these days, but British design and creativity are still going strong. One surprising example is found at the American technology firm Apple, famous for its iPhone and iPad products.Although Steve Jobs was the American business genius behind Apple's success, the man credited with designing its popular products is Jonathan Ive, a British industrial designer from London. Britain is sometimes said to punch above its weight on the world stage. While this may be so, these are nevertheless difficult times, and Britain faces the same forces of change and cold winds of economic hardship as other countries.
Read and listen.
The United Kingdom is made up of four countries: England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Together, these four separate nations form one country called the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. This name is too long to use in everyday conversation and is usually shortened to the United Kingdom or just the UK.When people say Britain, they usually mean the UK, and a British person means a citizen of the UK. Therefore, people from England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are all British. However, many people in Britain are proud of their roots. For example, many people from Scotland think of themselves as Scottish, not British,